You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Goals guaranteed, you'd think. Ronaldo popped up with his 100th UEFA club competition goal. He's got 97 in the Champions League. That's from the group stages right through to the finals. In terms of Bayern, Lewandowski's back. He's got 46 in 45 for club and country. Bayern aren't in the greatest of form now when you look at the form figures. They've won one of the last four. They drew 0-0 with Bayer Leverkusen on Saturday, but their eyes will have been squarely on this game, no doubt. I would suggest, Alex, that two away goals is too much for a team like Real Madrid, who've scored in 54 successive games. You have to say that they're going to score here. And with two away goals, that means Bayern have got to do so much. You know, I expect both teams to score. I think both teams have scored in all nine of Real Madrid's last nine Champions League games. They can win, they can draw, or they can lose 1-0 and Real Madrid are through. Anything else, then it's looking like those away goals will be priceless for them.
We said that they were too big in Germany, and it didn't look likely at times in that game. And obviously Arturo Vidal's penalty was woefully... Well, I think it's still going. but Real to qualify 2-7 is all right. Yeah. It's short, obviously, yeah. And I'm not going to tip it up. But if you are, it's not the worst. Because, no. Look, the thing is, Real will score here. And they'll let one in as well, but their scoring power's too much. What you can guarantee is Real won't sit back and go, right, go on then, come and attack us, because we're going to defend this out.
Yeah, no way they're going
to
do that.
Firstly, they don't know how to, and secondly, if they did try, it would probably end catastrophically. Yeah. I think that basically just any goals market in this game. Now, of the last... Sorry, Real have played... Firstly, they've played 23 games already this calendar year, Real Madrid. That's a lot of games.
Yeah.
And in those 23, 21 of them have been over 2.5 goals, which is phenomenal, yeah. Really. And of course, as you alluded to, both teams to score, obviously, a play. Now, over 2.5 in this is 4-11. Very short, but very likely to land. Even money, though, for over 3.5. Well, I'm all right with that,
yeah.
To be honest. You would need a goal in the first half, but I think you'll get at least one.
Yeah, there's an interesting bet here just on that. Both teams to score in the first half was 9-4, now 5-2 under the enhanced odds banner. I could see that. I mean, I was just looking at Real Madrid's first half scoring record, and they tend to, in their games, there tends to be goals in the first half. Obviously, Bayern opened the scoring in the first half. Napoli opened the scoring in the first half of the game in the last round away from home. Napoli and Real Madrid both scored in the first half of the game in Spain. They scored in the 28th minute against Borussia Dortmund, 29th minute at Sporting, at the first minute and the 35th at Legia Warsaw. And it keeps going back and back and back. So early goals are a thing that Real Madrid do very often. And you wouldn't be surprised if Bayern have to come out of the blocks firing, don't they?
Well, it's interesting as well that you were saying that the Napoli game in the previous leg. In the last three Champions League games that they've played, so the two against Napoli and the Bayern game, the first leg, I should say, Real have been a goal down inside 25 minutes in all three of those games, and they've won all three of those games in the end, and in the second half, Real minus one has landed.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
They clearly warm up as the game goes on and as defences get tired. Look, Bayern are going to have to go for this, and Bayern do have a fair bit of attacking talent. Let's make no bones about it. They can go here and have a go. But they'll leave gaps at the back. Real will punish them. Any kind of goals bet, I cannot put you off. Even the ones that normally you'd go, that's crazy. I don't like that one. Any kind of goals bet.
Yeah.
Over 5.5 is 5-1. I'd be surprised if there's maybe that many, but still, it's not the worst.
I know what you mean.
Both teams to score 7-20. Fine. Look, these are short prices, some of them.
Yeah.
But...
Both score, no draw is 17-20.
Not the worst.
Very rare that you see a draw in Bayern Munich's games. Mm. I was looking at the stats, by the way, that Opta sent us, and there's some... I could have just sat here and read the stats out. Let me just read a few of them out. Real Madrid have never failed to score in the last 34 Champions League home games. It's the longest ever run in the competition. Real Madrid have scored a minimum 2 goals in each of the 9 Champions League games this season. Also failed to keep a single clean sheet in those 9 games. That was the both teams to score stat. I messed up a little bit earlier on.
And the over 2.5.
Yeah. Bayern Munich conceded 12 shots on target in the first leg against Real, more than in any other Champions League game since Opta analysis began in 2003-2004. That's staggering. That Bayern Munich are the team who conceded the most shots. Ronaldo has scored 100 goals in European competitions, as we know. First player to reach the landmark. In the knockout stages, he scored 0.72 goals per game, 46 and 64. That's a better rate than in the group stages. So he actually scores a better rate just in the knockout stages. And Bayern Munich have only kept one clean sheet in the last 8 Champions League matches. So, like you say, goals. There have to be goals in this game. And which, for every, you can't concede that this is, you know, concede this is anything other than at least over 2.5.
It's going to be interesting because I have to confess, I watched the first leg of Atleti Leicester, not Real against Bayern. But I've got a decision to make now on Tuesday night. Which of those two do you watch?
I think it has to be. I think this is set up to be an absolute classic.
It's like a
boxing match where they're just going to have to go in there toe to toe. There's not going to be any feeling out because what they can't do that. Bayern Munich have to score goals.
Do you remember Real Madrid against Man U? This is going back 2002-03. I was at my best friend Luke Harper's house.
Hey, Luke.
It was his birthday. We'd been to see Eight-Legged Freaks, and then we came back, and my other friend Tom Mackay had too much at the Pizza Hut buffet. And ended up being sick as we were watching Man U Real Madrid.
Ah, so you times. Weren't drinking those days?
I was 10 or 11, so yes.
So definitely Pizza Hut.
Copious amounts, yeah. but that's they keep showing that game on Sky. I can't remember what year it was, but Real beat Man U in the first leg, and then the second leg, it was when Beckham was still at
yes,
Man U.
Yes, I remember.
Beckham,
I think,
might come off the bench, and old Ronaldo, fat Ronaldo, was key for Real. It could be a game like that where they are just two very, very good sides going at each other with not a care in the world defensively. I hope it is. Any goals markets play. The tip will be over 3.5 goals, even money, as the number one selection. But any market where we've got the win and overs or draw and overs for either sides, any of those, as far as I'm concerned, are well worth a look in this game. And as I said, the 23 games Real have played this year, 21 have been over 2.5. The two that weren't were against Espanyol, so you kind of go, oh, OK. And the other one was against Atleti, who, as we know, are defensively very, very sound. Mm-hmm. So, goals, goals, goals.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.